button has been buttoned. Pray that I do not button it first.
Yes. Yes. The button is out.
No, it's in. It's been buttoned. That's how buttons work. Oh. Never mind, it'll toggle.
And it's fabulous.
I award 1 Cypher System XP to Ellie's character.
What is Antuxa going to do with her Cypher System XP? I'm going to have to do a now kiss for Cypher System and GURPS.
She has enough XP that she should be tier 2 by now. You are all doomed.
Probably. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game with Crash and Io and Ely, who has donned her Halloween nom de plume and a pumpkin in her username.
This is funnier because this is going live in December. Halloween.
Yeah, well, it's Halloween in December.
It's the nightmare before Christmas.
Yes, this is a horror game.
Yes, this was technically a horror game. I use horror.
It was technically a Halloween one shot, and even that arc took many episodes.
I mean, I wasn't going to rush you through stuff, and
there are several things to remember about this particular collection of players, dear listeners. One is that we are all hoarders. We will hoard XP, inspiration, uh-huh. fatigue. Uh-huh. Rand has uh-huh. canonically never spent his.
That he'll admit
so far as any of you know. and NPCs. We will hoard NPCs, especially in this game. We've adopted more people in this game than any other campaign. But the other thing,
keep them back at your apartments. But
the other thing is that during a conversation, I will forget what the other thing is.
The other thing is that I think that some number of people in this, not naming any names, are somewhat ADHD and will absolutely bounce off to different conversations at the drop of a die.
Oh, I remember what it is now. We fall in love with our characters and never want to leave them.
Yeah, that's all right. If everything goes really badly in this, you might all die. So, what happened last time?
Everybody lived.
So far.
Just this once.
We only really met one person.
Well, there were unspeakable evils in the basement.
We didn't meet those.
And Tuxa did.
That's true.
And Tuxa said she'd be back for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said don't lie.
But she didn't meet them in person.
I don't think they're people.
You didn't go scuba diving through the flooded basement chambers.
And Tuxa's a person.
Yes, but
and an unspeakable evil. But I'm on the ground floor now.
We found a grenade behind a pipe organ.
That's true.
You found a lot of wires leading off to various places, as I recall. It wasn't just one wire. It was a lot of wires.
And there's no person wearing half a mask covering their face to play said pipe organ. I feel cheated.
Da, da, da. Sorry, I won't.
I disapprove of whoever is rigging pipe organs to it. Explode things.
Everyone knows you're supposed to rig the ocarina to explode.
Well, the more I just disapprove of anyone who rigs up an explosive trigger where they're in the building they're blowing up.
Well,
I don't think they were expecting to be the ones to press said trigger.
Okay, but like, who traps a pipe organ rather than, I don't know, pressure plates? Doors.
Well, let me roll a TK other roll to remove this fourth wall, and you can ask whoever did this session.
Oh, Discord does not pick
it's
up
a weird decision, okay?
Oh no.
I do not TK other the fourth wall. That is the highest you can roll, an 18 to TK other the fourth wall.
The dice, Ran, never lie. You cannot TK other the fourth wall. The GM is immune to you. Also, that's hilarious.
That's my second crit failure in a row. Oh, at the end of the session, someone who was apparently working with law enforcement, based on information that the three of us should not know, was yelling in from the front door saying, come out, come out, whoever you are, this place is condemned, you shouldn't be here.
I think there was a certain amount of hands up in there as well.
Didn't say whose hands, though.
No, but most people would understand that this was meant as an imperative for your own hands. Ran, well, that's Ran. So,
Ran has a horrible idea. Having been
bid by a voice that is probably someone who's using she, her pronouns to come out, hands up, this place is condemned. Whoever it is, she appears to be in the doorway just inside. I should note that when you people have been walking around on these boards and such, it has been moderately creaky and unpleasant. Some of the boards you have just been avoiding like default because you're all force users. You have danger sense. It's like, nah, let's not step on this board. You probably haven't even really noticed it.
In the real estate flipper circles, the sphere of real estate refers to buildings like this as they have character.
We are the...
Yes, that's right. Logistics handles real estate, too.
Not really our department, though.
No.
No, every house we go to that we're trying to repossess apparently eats itself. Granted, it only happened once, but one nickel is enough. Thank you very much. I do not want second nickel or elevensies.
And Tuxa has turned invisible.
And Tuxa raises her finger to her lips, says, play along, and goes invisible.
Everyone is rolling dice.
Ram, are you rolling?
Piecing? Are you just having fun rolling? No, I actually have something I want to do with this.
Okay.
Over in the corner, I'm assuming that these floors are not pristine. You can eat off of them.
I'm sure
you could eat off of them once.
Grubby.
But Ran wants to try to collect some debris in the air in a vaguely humanoid shape.
What corner are you doing this in?
Not one that has line of sight through the door. Ran, if he can do this, might send it through the door, but he's inspecting his work before he tries that.
Did we finish disabling the bombs?
We did not even start disabling the bombs, no.
Nope, you were starting to cut a hole in the back of the wall here. I think you just cut the hole.
Yeah, we found the bombs. I suppose the first stage to recovery is admitting you have a problem. The first stage to bomb removal is understanding that there's a bomb. Although, if you don't understand there's a bomb, that could be the first and last step for removing the bomb. But never mind about that.
Sen clears their throat and calls back, hey, are you the bomb squad?
What the criff?
Has someone kind of rigged this pipe organ?
What?
I would like it going to be known. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You say your line.
It's more like there's a certain amount of sputtering and what the criff being said. If the player has something to interject it, and I can go back to it.
I just want it to be known that, and Tuxa said play along, so Rand is over in the corner preparing something that might or might not go along with playing along and is prepared to just dump it if playing along means I can't use this. Meanwhile, Sen is like, hello!
Well, that's certainly playing along.
I think this is playing along. Look, Sen has a particular approach to misdirection and is assuming that Antuxa can do whatever creepy thing she's going to do while Sen is...
Certainly. I am enjoying everything about this. I love that we work so well together, but also this.
From the front, the person calls back, are you criffing kidding me?
No, do you want to come look at these wires?
Who are you? What are you doing in this place? It is condemned.
Well, yes, if you play the pipe organ, it will be more condemned.
Not sure yet. If you play the pipe organ, it will be condemned past tense. Look, someone said that, they were at one point looking at this place as for, like, refurbishing or something, and I know some people who like real estate didn't realize that it wasn't legal to wander around in here. I think it's definitely not legal to put bombs in here.
It says keep out on the pavement outside.
It says a lot of things. Some of them in languages not meant for mortals.
It also says graffiti all over. That was legal and not like the gangs. I hear there are a lot of gangs. Sorry.
You're tourists?
You wanna...
You're griffing tourists?
Ren is not maintaining the simulacrum that he created with the Force. He dumps that. He's just going to walk out. The only thing that I wish Ren had available to him right now was a cup of space Starbucks. So that he could, and a Hawaiian shirt so he could look even more like a tourist as he walks out of the room. Because everyone else has left the room. He's just there by himself now.
The person that you see through the dimness of the interior, and it's not great lighting.
For business, we're here to... Okay, we were here to do a negotiation. We were doing tourism, and
you are creating tourism.
We may have done some light tourism, yes.
Human female, pale skin, auburn brown hair, wearing not quite a cop uniform, but it's the kind of... She smells like a plainclothes cop type person, detective, something. I mean, not literal smell. You aren't close enough to tell. And frankly, the air in here, you don't actually want to take really deep breaths.
It's okay. Every now and then I still smell a swamp. I don't know who gave me that trauma.
I'm holding a halo up over my head.
Yeah, you do have to hold it. I am aware.
Yes, yes, yes. Make a perception roll to notice a stick.
Finding the perception button on my character sheet. My one weakness. I just made it.
Okay, what are you perceiving?
I perceive the stick holding up the halo over your head. Hey, that's what you told me to roll.
True. I mostly meant like the view, the listeners, but you know, that's
you didn't specify.
Sin, give me an acting role just for grins. I mean, some of it is true from a certain point of view, but an acting or a fast talk would be perhaps useful.
Made by two.
Yeah. How about everybody comes out here and you tell me what you saw behind the, or in, or whatever, that pipe organ, and then maybe I call the bomb squad.
Bunch of wires she going starts, to something bad.
She is slowly backing out the door.
Whole mess of wires that looked completely aftermarket and, you know, pretty consistent with, well, demolition, but not professional demolition.
Well, perhaps a certain type of professional, but not the kind that you usually want to
not the kind that you hire to blow up the awful building so that you can build something good.
It's a shame. The building has good bones. Unfortunately, they're all in the basement, possibly trying to get out.
I wouldn't call
After
anything
all,
in that
darling,
basement good.
Haven't you heard? This place is haunted.
Oh, there is that. Sen, was that you?
No.
I didn't think that was your voice. Was that you, officer?
No, it wasn't, and I'm stepping outside. Right? The Criff now.
I think she has a good head on her shoulders.
Unlike some people I've met.
Why do I get the feeling that I should be attacked?
Randy, rattle the doors a bit before you close them, will you?
Ran is going to slowly walk through the doors, hopefully giving Intuxa enough time to also go through them and not be in the doors when Rand does this.
There are two sets of doors, and they are both quite... They've been hanging open, so Intuxa
Well, they won't be in a little bit.
I should probably put some more points into fast talk. Probably
I made my roll by 11 for telekinesis other. The doors
you can rattle
slam shut hard. Do the hinges survive?
Interesting question. I'll roll some dice. If I don't know the answer, I roll the dice and I consult them like an oracle.
I know Intux has said rattle the doors. Rand interpreted rattle as rattle the foundations.
Show off. Well, the doors slam shut behind you. And Rand, I do want a sleight of hand to basically make it so that you are obviously not doing anything, or acting will suffice, or do you have anything like that on your...
Oh, prestidigitation, sleight of hand. I do have that skill now, because after like 80 plus episodes, I finally put points in something that wasn't telekinesis.
Yes, do that one. Give me your prestidigitation.
Woohoo!
And you made it by 6.
Made by 6. I haven't even leveled that up past 20 yet. Yet.
You made a good roll.
Yet.
You walk through the doors and you saunter through the doors. And as you get past them, they slam shut. One of them, the frame was metal and some of the metal flakes off in a rusty fashion, and it may or may not be going to ever open again without serious application of brute force and or telekinesis other.
Question. Should I turn around to see what just happened, or should I just remain blissfully ignorant?
Then grabs Rand's arm and pulls him away from the doors.
I am now glad that Rand does not have a cup of space Starbucks. Besides the fact that it always tastes burnt. But that's
Sen would have a cup of space Starbucks all over their shirt.
No, it would probably be on Rand, unless he made a very good telekinesis other roll, but then his cover would be blown.
So you're doing griffing on.
Everything has gone black.
Oops.
All the screen is black.
Yep.
And the sky is gray. Well, it's kind of dark outside, actually. It's been raining.
Yeah. I'm going for a walk.
There we go.
No. On a rainy day.
I mean, I've been told there's a microclimate here, yes.
Yeah.
That was my coffee.
The woman is spooked, but handling it. It is possible that she made her fright check roll also by 6, so, which is probably good.
Well, now you see why we're committing some light tourism. This was very exciting.
Of course you like it.
It's fascinating.
If someone has decided to not just rig this place to blow, but also to rig this place up to have hidden speakers and door controls, like some kid's holovid.
Frankly, I'm quite surprised that the explosives are in there. This place looks like it could fall down in a strong breeze. Putting speakers in it after that? That seems a bit over top, don't you think?
The bottom walls are sturdy. The bottom walls around here are usually sturdy. This place is a...
The basements have flooded.
Of course it has. Yeah. Actually, more like 3/4 flooded.
More than half.
Yes, and it's not evenly distributed, which is kind of weird.
Don't ask me. I'm not an architect. I'd like some names off you people, please. Ideally, the ones that are actually on your legitimate ID cards.
Does Rand have not a legitimate ID card?
Yes, but you probably left it back in your apartment since Imperial ID codes on a nominally Republic.
I'm sorry. I thought there were air quotes around the word legitimate. We are after all, surrounded by mobsters.
Did we need ID to land here?
No, but you do probably have some kind of fake ID.
Okay.
On the grounds that you might have to present it to cops for some reason.
I don't think we were using fake names, though.
No, well, it depends on what you want on your ID cards. But you don't need them fake names. You aren't, like, well known to be, you know, Darth Ran of you know.
I don't think that would work very well in a Republic world.
No, it wouldn't. But, you know.
No.
Rand's ID says Rand, not a fake name.
Santa's going to go and dig for their fake ID card and hold it up, helpfully. Sen.
Ran.
And I was Antuxa.
I guess technically you still are. Oh, you followed us.
Ran. Do you have to talk to the...
I don't want to be rude. We are guests.
You're right
there. It says keep out. How about...
Yes, but you and I both assumed that that graffiti was meant for other people.
I thought it was because...
I would like you to dodge.
Oh, no.
As you whisper in her ear from, like, right next to her... She is swinging around with it's a wild swing, but if you don't at least step back a bit, you might wind up getting whacked, probably not for any damage, but someone might connect.
I would love to if I can find it on my character sheet.
Okay.
Roll perception to find dodge.
It's a encumbrance, move, and dodge. And on
encumbrance, move, and dodge.
Yeah, it's like always halfway off the screen when the character sheet opens.
Oh, made by two.
Made by two. You managed to step back, or at least to the side.
And took it as a jump to the left.
It certainly wasn't a step to the right that would have bumped into the person. I do not believe in ghosts.
You should. They believe in you.
Thank you, Mr. Creepy.
No, Ran. The name is Ran. But I understand the mistake.
Ran Creepy. Got it.
I was going to say, you didn't give her your last name.
Ran's last name is no fake name. That is not true. That is not canon.
Yeah. That is not canon.
Although, there are a lot of memes of people getting fake IDs that have horribly wrong names. I don't see Ran actually doing that. Considering it as a joke, yes. Actually following through, no. Rand's intelligence score is not that low.
Problem is, dear.
Antuxa appears.
You should be doing that in the present tense.
Force Nimbus made by 9.
Oh, that's fun.
I now know that Antuxa is Sith.
I'm just going to double check something real quick on
oh no
this.
Can I just say, after having taught our first week of school, yes, it's going live in December, but we're recording it in August, dagnabbit, so my voice has given out once this week already. I really like my evil laugh a lot more right now.
That should not have been allowed to pop that thing up. What the absolute criff?
Why? Well, I didn't do it.
No, you didn't do it. This is just being... Okay.
I am never taking any work that involves going to this planet ever again.
Okay, one moment. I have to fight with my app, which I should not have to fight with.
That one restaurant did have nice food. The entertainment was a bit over the top.
For fighting with what the thing Criff is going on. Microsoft Word, which I thought I had beaten into submission, but apparently
Microsoft
it's
Word
decided,
will not be tamed.
Believe me, it will be. It will kneel to me and call me master.
Cory Doctorow has some dissertations on the subject, should you care to read any of them. However, where we left off, and Tuxa was using Force Nimbus and made it by a criffing lot.
Made it by nine.
I said what I said.
Yeah, a criffing lot. And therefore has the option to project up to 10 times the degree of success. So that's 90 yards worth of, hi, I'm a supernatural darksider. I am supernatural sirens. And I am attuned to the dark. In the distance, sirens. Yeah, 90 yards, that's 3 feet to the yard. Yeah.
I am so glad that Ellie added this ability to her character.
It's entertaining, yes.
It is a wonderful ability.
I'll limit it to 10 yards or so.
Okay.
Spoil sport.
That's still 30 feet.
Well, I'm only trying to scare the one cop.
As opposed to every cop?
Yes.
Right. Oh, yes, and that's why I was going to look it up. I assume you are going with the aura of elegant menace.
Yeah.
She steps away from you and does, in fact, draw a weapon and point it at you in a sort of wild-eyed... It's a small projectile pistol, actually, that is being pointed at you in a very wild-eyed fashion. And her hands are not entirely steady, but you're pretty close, so it's perhaps not the most...
Ram prepares
she might not
to
miss
find out.
Fire.
Ram prepares to find out if he can catch bullets.
That would take precog parry, I think. Did I give you precog parry?
No.
No, I didn't. Well.
Question. Ram doesn't like the fact that there is any kind of weapon being waved around wildly when one of his friends is invisible. And possibly in the direction that being pointed.
And Tuxa turned visible. I saw Tuxa take the stealth mark off.
Yeah.
I assume. Okay. And also, you can't aura, you can't force Nimbus and invisible at the same time easily. I mean, I suppose you could, but I would apply some serious penalties.
Well, regardless, this doesn't change what Ran wants to do. It makes him want to do it more.
Of course.
Ran doesn't want to take too much control of the situation. Ran just wants to make that gun feel a bit heavier. Like, maybe to the point where it's pointing not at Antuxa.
This is probably not going to be able to be done without it being obviously supernatural, although you may be able to do it without it being obviously you doing it.
Not as supernatural. I think we're okay with that at this point.
Let's go into combat time.
Antuxa was saying something.
Yes.
If I notice that Rand's doing this, I'll just reach out a finger and point it, like draw it down to match the telekinesis.
This is the fake earth bending from Avatar. Yes. Definitely okay with this.
Okay. Let me try to put everyone. Apparently I have to put you all in there.
And for the record, that acting rule is made by five.
Okay. I am going to go with the intro to this. Just won't let me get the right person. Why are you...
Good news, everyone. The healer is going last.
Oops. No, I'm not the healer.
I mean, I meant Antuxa is the member of the party that's going last, and Antuxa is the one that can do force healing. But sure, the cop probably has a first aid kit somewhere.
It's possible. It's probably in her car. Okay. The Antuxa appears and goes, "Hi, I'm a elegantly menacing creature of darkness in a supernatural fashion." The probably cop, she sure acts like a cop, staggers back and aims a somewhat lightly shaking slug thrower in Antuxa's direction. Speak of the Antuxa, the Antuxa appears, yeah. In combat time, Sen. Sen gets to decide what Sen is doing first, because Sen has a basic speed of 5.75.
Well, I don't like whatever's happening here. I want it on the record that I don't like whatever's happening here, and maybe we can not shoot at Sen is trying to distract the cop to some extent.
What sort of role are you going to use to attempt to distract the cop?
Lightsaber, clearly. Fast talk made by four.
Okay. That's generally a contest of will, if I recall correctly. Or is it IQ? Probably IQ, actually.
IQ sounds like it should make more sense.
Isn't it a substitute for reaction roll or something like that?
Yeah, they usually are. I think fast talk tends to go a little bit,
Yeah.
This actually matters enough that I'm going to take a very brief moment.
It's a contest of detect lies, isn't it? So,
let me...
I thought...
That's what no, I thought, but now I'm second guessing myself.
I'm also second guessing myself.
The second guessers are the name of the party from Cause and Effect Season 2.
As an influence role, mission, both either skill. Okay, that does sound like you're trying to pull an influence role better against better judgment. Okay. Hello, Cat, you are not helping. It is... No, Dickens, I cannot look anything up on your hip.
You're not trying hard enough, clearly.
Influence rolls.
Page 359, that's in the second volume.
Make it influence roll to remove
Cat.
Yeah,
it is will. Why is it not like perception or detect lies in this case? Oh, well. Yeah, it's will.
Okay. Deliberate. Yep. Okay, yeah, okay. Because it's ace. Choosing quick influence against will. Fortunately, will and intelligence are pretty much the same.
Then is trying so hard to convince her that maybe gun is not what should be happening right now.
Look, if that's not a proton pack, you're not hurting the ghost.
But maybe the right thing... The best thing to do is not to immediately shoot to the spooky thing.
I mean, it took some
care
out of nowhere.
Well in the vid. That's what, yeah, that is sort of going, maybe don't immediately shoot her. That never goes well in the vids.
Are you doing any other actions, or are you just going to talk? Or
I would like to point to the disadvantage on Sen's character sheet that says that you can only use deadly force on a foe that's attempting to do you serious harm. And the disadvantage on Sen's character sheet relating to needs to make a self-control roll to not kill whatever they're fighting.
There is that, isn't there? Well, her turn doesn't come until everybody else. Isn't that fun? Ran.
Well, I've actually, had this queued up since before next. I rolled for initiative. Well, you rolled for me, but besides the point.
Sorry about that.
Nope.
I was trying
it's
to roll
fine.
For her, but they jumped around.
I made my telekinesis other by 17, and it's still not a crit. That gun is pointed at graffiti.
And took so. I assume Rand is not doing anything further on that one.
I'm going to let Antuxa play this out, but I don't want Antuxa to get shot.
Okay, Antuxa, you can see that the gun is starting to droop and move to the side. I don't think I'm even going to bother. Well, actually, I will make a strength roll just for absolute grins. There's no way it's going to be made by... Yeah,
I mean,
it
could be 3-1.
Yeah, crit success and something, you know, but no. Okay, Antuxa.
I'm using that acting role to pretend that I'm the one doing the gun lowering.
Okay.
Now, you really didn't think you could shoot me, did you? And she'll walk a couple of paces and disappear again.
I'm just going to keep... Oh, hey, the dice look like they're on top of each other.
How it usually goes in the vids. Okay. No one's... I'm... That That's not saying much, but that is better than how it usually goes.
I wish I'd brought a camera to record this, in fact.
The cop is hyperventilating, sort of swinging her slug throw around wildly if Ran released it.
Let me think. No, because Ran also does not want to be shot.
There is that.
And it took the walk in a direction that is somewhat line of sightly towards Ran in regards to the cop.
Yeah, well. She is attempting to yank on her gun and hyperventilating and possibly getting more and more hyperventilating. And I would like to remind everyone that I grab these adventures and then sort of rewrite them appropriately. And most of the ones that I grab are, in fact, horror adventures. And apparently the PCs have decided that since this is a horror adventure and they're not the ones scared, other people should think they're in a horror movie. So, just, you know, this is what happens.
We are in a horror movie. We're just sharing.
Rand's question for the GM, we weren't supposed to do that? I thought it was perfectly clear that that's what we were supposed to do. We're Sith. Anyway, I already rolled telekinesis other to break the fourth wall and I failed. But yeah. Never mind.
I didn't think that you people believed in the democratization of fear.
I think we might have an episode
we're
title.
We're not voting on it.
Oh my gosh, that would make a wonderful episode title.
Nation of Fear.
I don't think we can make it an episode title. We have to save it in case we have to make it an episode title.
There could be a part two, dagnabbit.
I'm not necessarily going to ever send you people up against Darth Jadis.
I didn't mean up against. Him appearing in the background of something would certainly turn it into a horror episode, though.
I mean, it's Jadis. Fortunately, you people don't know Jadis. And I do mean fortunately, because that means I don't have to try to play Jadis.
To make it a real horror episode, Darth Chardonnay would have to force us to use the new Microsoft Excel, the one that has AI built in now.
No.
That Microsoft specifically warns you against using Microsoft Excel with AI for anything where the number accuracy is important.
Hold on.
What?
I rolled a 6 on my computer operation roll.
Very good. Made by 5.
You managed to disable the AI.
Yes. That's sort of what I...
How much lightsaber damage is done to disable the AI?
Well, okay, you have a hyperventilating cop who looks like she might be starting to panic a little, tugging at a gun that... Are you letting her wave it at the ground, or are you actually just like sort of holding it in a fixed way?
Wave it at the ground, you know, that's fine. I don't want anyone to get shot. Not me, not Intuxa, not Sen, not that bystander that's 2 blocks down.
Mm-hmm. For her credit, she does not seem to be trying to target you two tourists. Despite the panic, she is mostly waving it at what she can't see. But this does leave Antuxa and possible bystanders. Okay, therefore, Sen, you're up.
Hey. How about you drop the gun and we leave? This seems like the point where,
or at least
where we can either do the horror movie thing or we can do the smart thing and get away, and I don't know, you can get backup or the bomb squad or something. Yeah.
Sen, what are you trying? You're trying to be soothing and calm?
Yeah. This probably is
made by one for diplomacy.
Diplomacy never gets a bad never gets a worse reaction. And the question is, are you stubborn? Oh. What? Did you know about that thing?
we saw what you saw, but I also see that my friend and I are here, and there's some bystanders in both directions of the street, and you're waving a gun around. I am
trained in this. It looks like the gun doesn't want to do what you want it to, and that makes me very freaked out, and I think we should be not here.
The ghost disappeared, and you're still waving a gun around. Right now, very much living people who I would like to keep that way. Could we?
And the gun is not behaving. So,
I'm not letting it loose. I'm not letting it loose to shoot other people.
Is it trying to point towards people?
Yeah, that's fair.
It looks like it went down.
I'm not letting it go. Quick. I'm not letting it go. I don't care what's trying to grab it. I'm not letting it go. I do not let the gun go. Never let the gun go. That's the first thing. The bad guys get the gun. They tell you this.
You have a security holster, don't you? I'm assuming cops tend to have that kind of thing. Can you try moving it towards the holster?
Let's see.
Ran is definitely going to let her move it towards the holster.
Ran makes a diplomacy roll. Okay.
By two.
Let's see if you can. If she is in a way that she can actually deal with and comprehend. Oh my god. All right. Moving it towards the holster is possibly, however, a good idea, even if it's someone else's.
This whole conversation would be very different if Ram was having it with everyone while holding that fictional cup of space Starbucks. The tech guy looking over your shoulder holding a cup of coffee while they try to walk you through a problem.
Antux, are you doing anything to exacerbate the situation or de-exacerbate it?
I assume that if Antuxa makes it worse, Ran is going to be amused and upset at the same time, at equal levels.
No, Antuxa is going to move over here and do nothing else.
Okay. Right between, so Ran is between the shooter and the don't want to be shot E.
Fortunately, doesn't seem to be trying to carefully, wild-eyed, and with the attitude that appears that she's going to try and pull this thing back or something. If the gun makes any weird moves, she's going to shoot it. No, she starts working on putting it in the holster.
There we go. I think we're all a lot safer now. I, for one, think I don't want to be here anymore.
Now you don't want to be here.
Well, I was just simply amused by everything until there was a gun being waved around. That part I didn't like.
I need, whatever happens next, I need to make sure that he doesn't decide to walk down Crime Alley or whatever, and I don't know, interview a real life mugger or something.
I'm not going to do that again. You never let that go.
Again. But I would really, really like to not be in a real life horror movie right now.
You always say that. Wait, you always... Oh, Criff.
If you are working on drawing her off, I'm going to leave this dice on her for a moment, you can, in fact, start drawing her away from the area. She is quite willing to leave, but it's more of a backing away and keeping an eye on the apparently haunted. Does not like that. Does not like that at all. Sen, you're the one who's doing the more, you're both working on your diplomacy, amazingly enough. What direction are you trying to draw her off? Since it's probably going to be off the map, we will probably do the theater
towards
of the mind.
Her vehicle.
Not quite sure where she parked.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to take my best guess of where... Actually, no, I'm going to go, hey, where'd you park?
Across the street and at the corner.
Let's get there.
She will...
got a radio and stuff there, I'm sure.
And then you can call for the bomb squad and wait for backup. Backup sounds nice, doesn't it?
Could have been... That was not a Hulk. That could have been a Hulk. That's a Hulk. They are going to griffing put me on the
the Criff, you know?
Well,
they said that that used to be a Jedi temple where they kept
that was not a Criffing Jedi
away from everybody else.
Criff. We've got to call the Criffing Jedi. We don't want Jedi in this town. They'll pitch a fit.
They probably will, yeah.
Criff. We're going to need Jedi. Criff it.
Well, you could always have someone play that pipe organ, and then the ghost won't have any home anymore.
Oh, that might be worse. If it has a home, maybe it'll stay home. Criff, I need to get that Jack out of there. He needs to not go back into that place.
Right. Jack.
Yeah, Foggy. He's a homeless guy. He came out of there. He was talking about people wandering around in there.
Oh, we saw him. Seemed nice. Little
yeah, Jack's
distracted, but nice.
Yeah, that's him. I gotta keep him out of there.
Well, his stuff might still be in there.
He doesn't have any stuff.
Oh, I didn't go looking for it.
Yeah, he doesn't keep stuff in there because he doesn't have any stuff to keep. It's not on him. He's not keeping it. Criffing brats. Youngsters who want to get in with the gangs. They take stuff if he leaves it anywhere. Idiots.
Right.
Criff. How am I supposed to match up the Criffing shards now?
The what now?
The what?
The shards.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and ask... Are these shards of glass?
Yeah, stained glass stuff.
Isn't there a place nearby that makes that?
Yeah, it was like old stuff. You know, scratched up, worn out, worn stuff. Criff, if I can't get in there, nobody can get. We need a Criffing Jedi. Great, and the place may blow up. Ugh.
Well, why do you want a bunch of stained glass shards?
I don't want a bunch of them. I want to match them up and see if they matched. You have gotten to her car. It's an air car.
Ben
and she's just sort of leaning on the hood.
Had
now.
A thought. And Sen will pull it potentially, but it might take things off the rails. To the rails that we put ourselves on, not any rails the original adventure had, it might.
I was going to say
drag things off course from our current plan.
Those rails got severed by lightsabers, telekinesis othered into a low orbit, and forced Nimbus into oblivion quite some time ago.
Right. Yeah, but it might take us off our current course. Are we all right with that?
By all means,
set sail.
It's not like I haven't done my share of derailing tonight.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Then carefully puts a hand on the cop's shoulder and tries very, very hard to remember how they're supposed to be behaving right now. And Sen says, yeah, it sounds like you do need a Jedi. And I'm sorry that I haven't been entirely honest with you, but...
Rand does not say O'Criff under his breath. He does not say O'Criff under his breath.
That was a Jedi temple at one point, and the average Jedi would kind of freak out about this whole place, but Sen is dumping several fatigue into this.
Okay.
I'm a shadow. I'm used to operating undercover.
Oh,
no.
That's a 17.
Okay, do I still get to make a roll to lie?
Yes.
That was 17 for mind tricks, dear listeners.
Yeah.
With the target.
Not a crit fail because of the target number.
Yep. Target number of 16, but a 17 is a failure.
Yeah.
17 is a normal failure, 18 is crit fail. Okay, give me a acting, or I suppose you can use fast talk, or...
I thought I had acting as well, but now I only have fast talk. So I will try fast talk.
Roll to blade.
Unless you're going to put some... Unless what? Unless you're spending points on something that you thought you should have had before, but...
I do not think I have the points for that.
Oh, well. Made by four on a fast talk. I am going at fast talk. It's contest. Let's see if these rolls... Oh, well, all right.
I am hoping that Sen, having been a Jedi in the past, can at least pull a cromulent vibe.
She has been having a day. This has been like a whole week, possibly, packed into a few very eventful seconds.
Yeah, that's fair.
She stares at you for a very long moment and says, yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone here either.
It really is a place, isn't it?
Didn't know it was that bad. Jack's been sleeping there months at least. A lot of the time.
I'm going to do what I can to get him out of there, okay?
Look, I can probably get him out of there if he'll just actually stay at it. I'll tell him. You can get him out of there. You tell him too. That's great. Okay, if the place is haunted, then that makes the evidence a lot criffing weirder. Because I don't think I buy that a ghost wants a crime lord dead.
Not usually, no. Not unless the crime lord did something to disturb and offend the ghost. Or at least that's how it usually goes.
It's Griffin Sandcast. There's no telling what kind of ghost bothering he does.
Well, has he been here disturbing this place? That's the question.
How the criff should I know? Maybe.
Yeah, this place doesn't have a good... Not a lot of traffic cams that anyone leaves around. Not...
Traffic cams in Thmog?
They'd be... the subject of every prank everyone would like to play.
Yeah, basically. We've got car cams, and some of the private shops have cams like inside where everybody can't get at them. But
the thing I'm worried about is my investigation has implied that someone might have gotten one of the nasty things that was supposed to be locked up here. And might
you think that's why there's something walking around now? Somebody broke a wall and now it's loose?
Something. Or someone managed to pull out some waterlogged dark artifact because they thought that they could use it against a rival gang.
Or multiple rival gangs.
Yeah.
Green Street Boys, maybe. They're fighty. Everybody else been quiet recently, ever since the gang war stopped with Berectes and Sandcass's lot.
If everything was quiet, might not be one of the gangs. Could be someone else.
Yeah, though that's the whole criffing city.
So if everything's been quiet because a couple gangs made peace, that does imply that some other gang might have liked the idea of breaking up an alliance of their competitors.
Yeah, Sandcass's lot. You don't want them running around mad looking for who shot their boss. You'd think the freelancers would figure that out, but no. Take money and say, yeah, sure, they'll go off him for fake reasons.
Well, ghosts don't usually have money, so...
Okay, so it might not be a ghost doing that part. It might just be an idiot doing that part. Okay, the ghost probably did not pay money to Yellow Funzy and his friends.
Yeah, when a ghost influences somebody, it tends to be more I have to shoot you because the Lord of whatever said so.
Charming! Just criffing. Charming. Okay.
Is it weird that I feel like we're getting used to this? I feel like we're getting used to this.
You know how much he paid them? He paid them 300 credits up front to do the hit.
That is nowhere near enough.
Another 300 after.
I mean, I'm not 100% familiar with the economy here, but that seems very small.
Yeah, I mean, it was per guy, but that's still small. That's...
For a crime boss.
Yeah. Yeah, Funzie's an idiot, okay?
Now, this is not my line
like
of work.
Sounds like they got what they paid for.
Well, yes, one of them just fell off the stage.
Yeah, they had a lot of weird stuff that they're talking about, things happening and stuff, but... Oh, that was you, wasn't it?
Well, we were having a nice time. It was a lovely dinner, from what I'm told. It's the pickled salad isn't really something that I enjoy, but that MRE beverage was quite nice until the evening was interrupted. Did not enjoy that. Dinner and a show, sure. Not that show. Didn't like that show.
Can't let people go around trying to make a hit on somebody while you're busy investigating.
thank okay, goodness people showed up to stop it.
Yeah, people showed up to stop it, right. Yeah,
I mean, cops did show up and the shooting did stop.
I think the people who showed up to stop it are the kind of people who could, in fact, stick a chair to the ceiling. Right. Magic people.
I don't think the chair in the ceiling... Okay. These are words that came out of my mouth. That part was weird. I will grant you that. That was weird. Throughout that entire combat, Ram was waiting for an opportunity where he might be able to do something to get the chair out of the ceiling, but it never came up.
Nope.
Or and Ram has regrets about that. I was prepared to have a moment where he did some type of TK self-roll, so he, like, jump on a table, jump up, grab the chair off the ceiling, and then hurl it at somebody. But
alas.
No, he had to be satisfied with table discus, a new sport that's sweeping the town, or sweeping gangsters out of the bar, at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, I managed to get one of these things out of the evidence. They all had a shard of glass like this. She pulls out a wrapped in, you know, fluff padding little baggie and shows a shard of, yeah, that's colored glass. That, you know,
that's not
good. To show that they were working for Ebony Vale. You sure that's not a ghost? They say they met him.
Unfortunately, it might be someone who got possessed by a ghost. Or a cultist who thinks that they should bring down the underworld here and replace it with their new true religion or whatever.
Great.
Griffing, it sounds great. Like somebody has watched way too many Saturday morning holovids and wants to sit on top of rooftops being all broody in the rain. At night.
That's a great way to get pneumonia.
Need to keep the fingerprints intact, or could
no,
I...
there weren't any fingerprints worth speaking of on it. They all... It was in their pockets. They each had one.
Sen attempts the psychometry, the shard, and fails by 4. Is this a can't-get-nothing fail, or a need-to-make-a-fright-check fail?
This is a can't get nothing because there's too much muddled and you're a bit tired and you're distracted. Your focus is shot.
Not getting a good read off of it.
Think this thing would be useful for you? We got others that each had one. Funzie had a comm code taped to his.
That's odd.
Great.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose if it happens again, it'll be even, but...
It went to the Themog Glass and Permasteel offices, and no one's been in them for, like, ages, according to the people there, so...
So, the person who the comm code belongs to has gone missing?
No. Fake code.
Yeah.
He was supposed to call once the deed was done so that they'd get paid the rest.
That kind of no one's been in ages.
As far as I know, yeah. I mean, yeah, we called it, it rang.
Well, that's...
Old enough its voicemail was filled up.
Interesting choice of locale, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you're looking into this? I mean, on the down low? Okay. Yeah. You know what? Fine. Fine. You can look in to the creepy ghost place.
Odd that it's stained glass. I was...
A lot of stained glass in that place.
I was half expecting mirror shards.
Mirror shards? What for?
Watch out for them.
From what we've heard so far, the ebony veil's associated with mirrors.
Funzie's shard had a name carved on it. I thought it was just, you know, sort of scratched into it. Was Kavane? You can make IQ rolls, and
it Antuxa, I assume, familiar to the player, but it's been so long.
Yes. Ah, Sen makes 5-5. Okay. Yes, only one door is stuck. I see. Antuxa has gone back to the church and therefore does not hear this one. If the door is open, memorizing layout of the wires and how they're connected to the organ. The name is Kavane, and Sen and Rand both succeeded. Okay, three and five. When you were talking to the proprietor of the Whispering Lantern place there, he mentioned Kavane. Kavane was the stage magician who allegedly summoned the demon Ishkarhul through the mirror.
Oh.
And he was Kavane. The one who was so happy to get his replica mirror.
Kavane, didn't they... What's the story? Oh. Kavane summoned a demon through a mirror.
Or at least that's the story.
That is the story, but we just saw a ghost, so that's I'm okay with behind, believing in some stories.
Well, I wouldn't believe in demons so much as force entities, but
space tomato,
but I also
space
believe
tomato.
In people who fake up that kind of thing, or who think that they're going to pull out some artifact and fake something up, but oh no, it's real, and now
we've only had that happen on three different planets.
Are trying to, yeah.
So you're saying it is some weird criffing horse thing cult.
That's what it's like.
I have a headache. I didn't need this drug. I have a headache.
Well, as I recall, Ishkarhul did not take kindly to things, so...
I don't even know what Ishkarhul is.
Allegedly a demon.
It's possible that Ebony Vale and Ishkarhul might not be getting along, in which case... Oh.
Or Ebony Vale is Ishkarhul, and...
We hear a ghostly voice say... No, Ishkarhul has better fashion sense. Ooh. We don't actually hear that because Intix is inside the temple thing.
That's a blink. Okay. You can keep the shard there. We've got shard. They all had shards. To identify each other. I hate this day. I hate this sort of job. This is not the usual sort of day that I hate, but wow, do I hate this day. Okay.
Have you encountered a bucket of blood yet?
I don't want to know about what day that was for you, because I don't want my day to get worse.
I'm just saying, your day could be worse. Take the blessings
that
you have.
Yeah, it could be.
That, don't tempt the force, Ran.
But it's so fun to tempt the Force.
You're nuts. I don't want to tempt the Force. I do not need buckets of blood. I've had some pretty bad things, too. I'm not going to talk about them, because you know what? If I try to tell you about them, then I'll have nightmares about those two.
And look, also he'll tell you about the bucket of blood.
I don't want to know about the bucket of blood.
I'm an accountant following around a shadow. I left my sanity a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm sure you're an accountant. I'm sure that the SIS employs accountants.
I have a lot of soft skills.
Right. Okay, here.
I love that. Here's this is the most honest Ren has been this evening, and that's the part that isn't believed.
Uh-huh. Okay, Shadow. Here is my comm code. I will transfer my comm code. If you get a break on the case,
I'll call you.
You tell me. And if I get a break on the case, then you'll probably hear about it in the news.
Agreed. Good luck.
If you're in the news, try to get Sparp Boy's autograph.
No. Absolutely. What? The Criff not.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, right.
I hear he's running for president.
Not of this planet. Okay. I'm going to go autopilot this home. No, I'm going to go autopilot this to work, and I'm going to write up something that the commissioner will not pitch a fit about, and that his real bosses in the Hutt cartel won't pitch a fit about.
Say, may the Force be with you, but I think you've probably had enough of that today.
Pretty much. Thanks.
Official report. Nothing bad happened at all. No one should investigate further. Everything is fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
I'd get fired. Right. Okay. I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to put on my safety harness. And I'm going to engage the autopilot, which will not activate if you two are standing too close to the car because it's autopilot.
Ren is already stepping away. I'm assuming Rand is
also stepping away.
She punches buttons and the car autopilots. It's very clearly autopilot. It is obeying every safety regulation everywhere that it could possibly do as it ascends, move and accelerates and smoothly moves into a traffic pattern that almost no other air cars, because there are air cars going by. Almost none of the others are actually so perfect about it. You can tell.
There's the one space Tesla that is pulling three strollers behind it.
Probably. You may now all consult amongst yourselves. Sen, you have the little shard of glass and the little bag
within. I think I'd best take it to Antuxa.
Okay. Ran has made his... Antuxa. Antuxa has made a search roll by four. What are you looking for, Antuxa?
Exactly what I said in chat. I'm memorizing the layouts of the wires and how they're connected to the organ.
Okay. The organ has a bunch of wires that are hooked up into the back of it. They are going to certain keys. It's a little difficult to see without, you know, shining too many lights and whatnot. The wires run along the baseboards in places. They are going down underneath, they're going through the floor in certain areas. You will probably have to go examine the moderately tall ceilings underneath to be sure of where they're going.
I'll wait for someone who can float to do that.
Or who can float you.
Yeah.
Okay. The cop is gone. Presumably the Shadow and SIS agent are going to go in. Crash. The SIS is, what is that, Special Intelligence
Strategic
Service?
Strategic Information Service.
Strategic Information Service. They're basically the FBI, CIA equivalents for the Republic.
I just now realized Rand could have had the perfect comeback to, yes, I'm sure they employ accountants. Like, what? Even a black budget is still a budget.
I should probably ask Rand to make an intelligence roll or a detect lies roll to see if Rand sees through Sin's, no, really, I'm a shadow. Shadows being Jedi spies, who are not is not unknown for them to pretend to be Sith.
Sin's cut too many people in half for Rand to believe that Sin is a shadow.
Okay. Rand reaches for the shard. Sin walks off, holding the shard. Rand shrugs, follows.
Well, I did say, I'm assuming Rand has the shard, but Sin had it. So this is my camping where Rand was going to take it, but Sin didn't even acknowledge that Rand was reaching out because he wanted to take a look at it. Sin was like, no, you don't get this. You would probably have something horrible happen to you, or you would do something horrible with this. Leave this for the people with psychometry. I am not at all implying that Sin is wrong.
Sin is bringing the shard back to Antuxa like a good
junior
apprentice. Junior apprentice.
Good news, Antuxa. We found something for you to psychometry that isn't a liquid.
Hooray. Yeah.
Sin will tell Antuxa. So I convinced the cop to give us some evidence.
I think it has not occurred to Antuxa that she's still invisible.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's okay, that's fair. Sin will look around for Antuxa. And Antuxa-related disturbances.
Antuxa, are you still invisible? Did you forget that you're invisible again?
Sin does not see Drac.
Wait, where's
Mr.
my Marco
Search
roll?
By one.
Marco, Rand does not see criffing anything. Marco, Rand goes off to a room that Antuxa is not in, yelling Marco. I'm not sure that Rand notices if the stairs are out with a roll that misses.
It's a Marco. Search roll, not a perception.
Oh, hello, darlings. Have we dealt with the distraction?
Sin was amazing.
Sin looks around to make sure that the fellow is not listening.
You do not see the fellow that you sent off across the way with a few credits to buy food and spread the word that Ishkar Hul's sibling was looking for him or something.
Okay, good. Sin holds up the evidence baggie and goes, the cop thinks that I'm a Jedi shadow.
Oh, well, that's quite useful. Well done.
Thanks. And so we talked a bit about the whole mess. She's investigating the sandcast incident. Apparently, the would-be hitmen all had little shards of stained glass on them, and this one had a name on it. A name that might be familiar.
Oh, which name is that?
Kavain.
Oh, that's the fellow with the mirror.
That's the fellow with the mirror.
Well, perhaps I'd better take a look at it.
Yeah. I couldn't get much off it.
All right. Just a moment. Is it in a bag or?
It's in a little baggie, rewrapped up with some padding.
Okay. I will take it out of the baggie and incidentally dismiss the invisibility. Because I can't do that and use psychometry at the same time.
Not easily, no. Otherwise, invisibility is just way too potent.
Yeah.
And Tux's invisibility is someone just doing a light switch rave with one person.
Flip. 555. That's a Guy Fawkes intervention, obviously.
I don't want a Guy Fawkes intervention. We're in a building that's been
rigged to blow, maybe.
Remember, this goes live after November.
I do want a Guy Fawkes intervention because he didn't succeed in blowing up the building.
Well, true. Are you looking for anything in specific with your just made it?
I'm looking for a Togruta.
You have, just making it, a somewhat muddled impression of various hands upon it. Human hands, Sen, yeah, you recognize Sen's signature. It's right there, and also so is Sen. Mm-hmm. Twi'lek hands, this and that, and shards, and other people handling it, etc., etc. The thing that you do not get the feeling that anything handled this in any recent time, at least, that had any real potency in the Force. As far as you can sense. I mean, if anything, you know, strong Force users or Force entities or whatnot messed with it, it was a long time ago beyond what you were touching.
Well, the funny thing is, I don't think there's anything particularly special about this piece of glass. I don't feel like my connection to it was particularly strong. I'll give it another try in a moment or two, but it seems like it just has his name written on it.
Apparently there was also a comm code that went to that glass factory.
Really?
Yep. That one was on the lead gunman's shard.
How interesting. It was the whole comm code.
She did say that they called it and it rang and rang and didn't even go to...
And it just... The phone just rang. Well, not phone. They called and the comm just rang. Didn't even go to voicemail or anything.
How interesting. The implication, I think, is that the words were put on the glass after the glass was broken.
Jibe with what little you can get of the muddle of it, yes.
In other words, we're not getting fragments. The words that we're seeing, the name and the comment aren't fragments of a larger whole. If it were, the likelihood that the glass would have shattered in exactly such a way to keep the individual units whole is fairly low. So, did you say who had this one?
Funzi, that was his name.
Oh,
yellow
Funzi,
but we saw he was yellow.
Well, I'll give it another try.
Made by four. What are you focusing on?
Deep history.
The deeper history of it is it's been shards in this place for basically a pretty long time. Someone apparently came through, picked it up, carved a name into it, and gave it to someone else.
Gotcha.
If there's anything more specific than that,
I'd love to get a face to go along with the person who picked it up and carved the name into it, but
probably not with a four. You can get an impression, yeah. Human, you think. Human or very near human. And not someone strong in the Force.
Yeah. I will put it back in the bag and hand it back to Sen. Well, it's someone picked this up out of one of these mirrors and carved this name into it. For what purpose, I can't say. What a strange...
Well,
anyway, I have
a comm code. The name might be the assumed name that the contact was going by.
Oh, very true.
Given that the comm just rang without going to voicemail, I don't know. I feel like the call itself was... Either the call itself was supposed to be the signal, or the news was supposed to be the signal that it was done with, and they were going to decide whether to pick up or not, depending on that, if they ever meant to pick up, which they probably didn't, because they paid absolute druck, and were probably... But why leave something at all if you're figuring that the cops are just going to pick up your patsies?
Why rattle a building?
Exactly.
I think some of the choices that were made might have just been for the aesthetic.
Oh, I thought you meant as, like, you know, trying to misdirect.
Misdirection, yes. And Tuxa had me rattle a building. Misdirection and unnerving everyone. This Ebony Veil person is already associated with mirrors and glass. Using calling cards of shards of glass with a bunch of hitmen who work for surprisingly little and were fairly incompetent even without assistance. Perhaps the hope was at least some of them would not survive and the glass would be found.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad it's not giving you a force vibe, because if it was giving you a force vibe, I'd kind of be wondering if the intent was that it gets taken back to the cops and does weird things to the cops' brains.
And that's my job.
With the force. The force is with the one with the force.
Do we happen to know when they called the number?
No.
Sometime between the shootout and now.
I see.
Probably the night of, before it was obvious necessarily to whoever was on the other end that they had the people in custody.
Well, it's just that I can think of another reason why a comm code would just ring. And it's because you're calling someone who has a receptionist, and the receptionist isn't there. Now, this may be nothing. This may be, what do they call it? A wild spoose chase. But someone in a position of authority in a company who assumes that their calls will be picked up by a receptionist, and the receptionist isn't present to pick up the call, well, that would just leave a comm code ringing and ringing without anybody picking up, and without an answering service to pick up the slack, as it were. So you said this went to the glass factory?
That's what the cop said.
Well, perhaps we should get into that, try to get into that founder's room that nobody seemed to have a key code to.
Sounds like a plan.
I have a universal key.
You do indeed. Mm-hmm. One of the things I admire about you.
Ran, you have two universal keys. It's just that
I have three, because I actually do have lockpicks. That's the other lockpick.
Yeah, you gave him lockpicking.
Yep.
But I found that the lightsaber and telekinesis other were way faster.
They tend to be a bit more obvious, though.
That's someone else's problem.
Oh, I was going to suggest that we go get lunch and discuss our plan, but Sen, darling, while we're here, I happen to have spent some time memorizing how the wires were connected to the organ. I don't suppose with those marvelous mechanical abilities of yours, you could disable the connections to the keys without setting anything off.
I'll do my best.
Cut to an external shot of the temple, lifting high into the air on a mushroom cloud. As the campaign ends.
You've got other characters. It's not like we'd lose the entire... Sand, do you wish to meditate for a while or otherwise recover your lost fatigue normally so that you can...
I do wish to try to recover my fatigue.
No one is going to bother you for this, and I will end off after you make your roll and decide how much fatigue you're spending on it.
Well, that looks like I only got to recover one fatigue.
With a medit, you can take long enough to recover it all, assuming that Ran doesn't get impatient and bored and start pulling the floorboards up or something.
Ran does not have explosives 20, so Ran, the best thing that Ran can do to help is for Ran to not be involved.
Okay, I'm going to spend some fatigue down to boost my mechanical aptitude then.
Okay. You get it back, then you spend it down.
Yep. Okay, I'm not getting a skill boost.
Nope. This place clearly has a lot of sort of oily stuff, and also you were pretending to be a Jedi. It kind of muddles how you're trying to access the Force.
Yeah.
With that 17 you failure know, there.
I think that maybe I'd best not.
All right. In that case, what do you say to a lunch while we plan out our attack on the glass factory?
Yeah. This place is screwing with my head.
It does seem to do that.
So everyone...
All right.
Decamps?
Yes. I'll call for a taxi a couple blocks away. And we can get lunch, I don't know, somewhere new.
There are a number of little lunch spots that can suffice. And on that note, it's a wonderful day in the Crime City, and we are horribly, yes, space lunch or splunch.
Oh, that I think I bought into their IPO.
On that note, since we've been playing for a while, we shall end with a not cliffhanger and hopefully take up next time with the PCs discussing what they know, what they think they know, what they surmise, what the GM is going to snicker about quietly to herself and maybe steal fun bits of, or maybe not, depending on how much I want to steal fun bits from the players. So, thank you all for playing, and thank everyone for listening. Hope people had fun. Sorry about the long bout of trying to fight with Microsoft Word, because Word is a
that's okay
griffing...
This will be the first they heard about it.
Yeah, I see. Well, Microsoft is griffing willfully in druckification, and well,
you would besmirch the good name of Microsoft, a company that has never done anything evil ever. I'm sorry, I cannot say that with a straight face.
Yeah, you also, Discord did not pick up me smacking my fist into my palm like, you know, the I just want to talk. I just want a little talk with my emotional support lightsaber. Anyway, thank you all, and does anyone have anything that they desire to plug?
You write books.
Well, yes, but you know, EOS.
Yes!
ElizabethMcCoy.com. And if you go to the Smashwords thing, you can read most of the novels like halfway through just with a sample from Smashwords, you know, instead of like 30 pages or whatever. No, you can have half the novel. You can have like, you know, 50k words, 100k words or so to decide if you like it or not. And if you like it, you can buy it. Or you can ask your library to buy it. Or you can read it on Hoopla. I bet that Hoopla should have it. If they don't have it, complain to Hoopla. And speaking of fun things that you don't have to pay for unless you want to.
Well, AaronBSmith.com is where we put all of these wonderful little episodes with RSS feeds for everything, because RSS feeds are really neat, and there should be more of them, and people should use RSS readers, and not just subscribe to things on YouTube or Spotify or whatever. We are also on YouTube, but each YouTube episode points you to our RSS feeds. I kid you not. I have that built in. So, AaronBSmith.com, go there to get stuff. Be on our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And next time, what is the outro? I forgot how to do the outro. I've only had 5 hours of sleep. Anyway, all right, this is Beth saying long silence and the scritching of a stylus on some paper flimsies.
Good news,
and
everyone.
Then finally, someone nods silently.
Good
just,
news,
you
everyone.
Know, it's like shadow puppets in the silhouette kind of thing. Good night, everyone.
I kept thinking you were done, so I didn't want to interject. I wanted to come in after you. But the good news, everyone, is we are about to do a heist arc inside this arc, which means we will have 4 or 5 episodes where we plan everything.
Oh, no. No, I hope you're not going to do a heist.
We're planning on infiltrating a glass factory and breaking into a room.
Well, you're Sith and 2 of you turn invisible.
Good news, everyone. I'm the distraction.
You can be turned invisible.
And then I keep using the Force, which makes me visible again, to the chagrin of everyone involved.
Yes, well.
Yes. And on that note, you all have an asset on whatever happened. I don't know anymore. Why am I starting to sound like a kobold?
Been talking too long, obviously. You should go There's get some that. Something warm to make your voice.
I have been.
You need something warm to
I've
get your voice from
tea all
being
day.
Too strained. Well, yeah.
Good night.
But that's old Rob. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
if I strain it through my mustache, it's soup.
Oh!